जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद
नमो विष्णु परम हम सपर्याचार्य स्त्रोतर इस डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी प्रतिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नास्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 वर्स 42 को नृ अत्र ते अखिल गुरु भगवान प्रयासः को न अत्र ते अखिल गुरु भगवान प्रयासः उत्तरायणे अस्व अस्य भव संभव लोप हेतु उत्तरायणे अस्य भव संभव लोप हेतु मूढ़ेषु वै महद अनुग्रह अर्थ बंधो मूढ़ेषु वै महद अनुग्रह अर्थ बंधो किं तेन ते प्रियजन अनु सेवतम नः किं तेन ते प्रियजना सनुसेवतं नः को नवत्र ते अखिल गुरु भगवान् प्रयासः उत्तरायणस्य भव संभव लोप हेतुः मूढ़ेषु वै महादनुग्रह अर्थ बंधो किं तेन ते प्रियजना अनुसेवतं नः को नवत्र ते अखिल गुरु भगवान् प्रयासः
गुरु भगवान् प्रयासः
Word for word meaning? Kaha. What is that? No. Indeed. Atra. In this matter. Te. Of your lordship. Akhila Guru. O Supreme Spiritual Master of the entire creation. Bhagwan. O Supreme Lord. O Personality of Godhead. Prayasa. Endeavor. Uttarayana. For the deliverance of these fallen souls. Asya. Of this. Bhava Sambhava. Of creation and maintenance. Lopa. And of annihilation. Hetoho. Of the cause. Mudheshu. Onto the foolish persons rotting in this material world. Why? Indeed. Mahat Anuragha. Compassion by the Supreme. Artha Bandho. O friend of the suffering living entities. Kim. What is the difficulty? Tena. With that. Te. Of your lordship. Priya Janaha. The dear person's devotees. Anu Sevatam. Of those always engaged in serving. Naha, like us, who are so engaged. Translation. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, original spiritual master of the entire world, what is the difficulty for you who manages the affairs of the universe in delivering the fallen souls engaged in your devotional service? You are the friend of all suffering humanity, and for great personalities, it is necessary to show mercy to the foolish. Therefore, I think that you will show your causeless mercy to persons like us who engage in your service. Please repeat. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, original spiritual master of the entire world, what is the difficulty for you? Who manage the affairs of the universe in delivering the fallen souls engaged in devotional service? You are the friend of all suffering humanity, and for great personalities it is necessary to show mercy to the foolish. Therefore, I think that you will show your causeless mercy to persons like us, who engage in your service. Purport. Here the word Priyajana Anu Sevatam Naha indicate that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very favorable to devotees who act according to the instructions of His own pure devotees. In other words, one must become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. If one wants to become the servant of the Lord directly, this is not as fruitful as engaging in the service of Lord's servants. This is the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who shows us the way to becoming Gopi Bhatur Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa. One should not be proud of becoming directly the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, one must seek a pure devotee, a servant of the Lord, and engage oneself in the service of such a servant. The more one becomes a servant of the servant, the more one becomes perfect in devotional service. This is also the injunction of Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasaha vidu. One can understand the science of Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by the parampara system. In this regard, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandare charana sevi bhakta sane vasa. Let me serve the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord, and let me live with devotees. Janme janme hai ai abhilasa. Following Narottam Das Thakur, one should aspire to be servant of the Lord's servant, life after life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings, Tumita Thakura, Tomhara Kukura, Balya Jahana, Janaha More. O my Lord, O Vaishnava, please consider me as your dog. One must become a dog of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee, for the pure devotee can deliver Krishna without difficulty. Krishna say tomhara, Krishna dite para. Krishna is the property of his pure devotee. And if we take shelter of the pure devotee, he can deliver Krishna very easily. Prahlad wants to engage in the service of the devotee, and therefore he prays to Krishna, my dear Lord, kindly give me the shelter of your very dear devotee so that I may engage in his service and you may then be pleased. Mad bhakta puja bhyak adhikha. The Lord says, engaging in the service of my devotee is better than trying to engage in my devotional service. Another significant point in this verse is that by devotional service, Prahlad Maharaj does not want to benefit alone. Rather, he prays to the Lord that all of us, fallen souls in this material world, may by the grace of the Lord engage in the service of his servant and thus be delivered. The grace of the Lord is not at all difficult for the Lord to bestow, and thus Prahlad Maharaj wants to save the whole world by spreading Krishna consciousness. Om Agnanatimirandashya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tashmaya Shri Guruvaya Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuthapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpatarobhyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. It's a very interesting verse. What are we hearing at this point in Bhagavatam? Prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So these prayers go on from verse 8 to verse 50. which, and then finally Narasimhadev gives his blessings. So in this prayers, in this set of prayers, we see three kinds of prayers are mentioned. As mentioned in the Shastra, there are some Prathmika prayers. What are some Prathmika prayers? They're the glorificatory prayers. They're the prayers which glorify the supreme position of the Lord. And then there are Daina Bhotika prayers, where one expresses his fallen conditions, his miserable condition, his situation in the material world. How he is unable. And we see this in this section of the prayers. And then the last one is Lalashamai. Lalashamai is he wants something from the Lord. Of course, it is nothing material, but something which will help him in his spiritual life. And here we see in this particular prayers, what is Prahlad Maharaj asking for? So first, in the first line itself, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, you are a ko na atra te akhila guru. Akhila guru means you are the spiritual master of the entire universe. You are the supreme spiritual master of the entire universe. And Bhagwan Prayasa. Prayasa, it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada translates the word Prayasa as being endeavor. Actually, there is no endeavor for the Lord. Bhagwan Prayasa. But here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, if you want to endeavor, what is not possible? Ko nva atra. There is nothing which is impossible for you. You are the supreme guru of the entire universe, entire world. Uttrayane, you can deliver anyone you want. There is nothing stopping you from delivering anyone. And because why he is saying you can deliver anyone? You are bhava sambhava lopa heto. You can create bhavas. You can create the universe. You can maintain the universe. And lopa, you can annihilate the universes. So you are creating, maintaining and annihilating universes. So what is difficulty in Uttarayana in delivering just the living entity of this world? Mudheshu vai. Mudheshu. So to deliver mudhas, to deliver the fallen people of this world, there is no harm. Mahad anugraha artha bandhu. So artha here, we know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says four kind of people come to him. What are they? Sorry? Loudly. What are the Sanskrit words for that? Artha, Artharthi, Jignasu and Gnani. There are four kind of people who come to Krishna. And here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, you are Artha Bandhu. One who is in distress, you are the friend of the person who is in distress. So, a person who comes to you, there is nothing stopping you from delivering them. Kim tena te priya janha anu sevatamna. And interesting, the entire purport Srila Prabhupada writes on this one word, anu sevatam. Yeah. What does anu sevatam means? Anu means following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. So here it is mentioned anu seva. Sorry, something happened. Anu sevatam, those who are always engaged in serving. So what to speak? You even deliver the person who is a muda, who is a fallen person, but what to speak of a person who is performing devotional service? So here Prahlad Maharaj is saying, please deliver all of us. So he's showing his compassion. At the same time he's saying, please deliver all of us. So we see in this section of prayers, the first section, Prahlad Maharaj begins with the prayers of Daina Bhotika. He's expressing, I'm coming from the fallen dynasty, demonic dynasty. I'm one of the demons. How can I offer my prayers to you? And now, understanding from this chapter, when Narasimhadev appears, he's in his ferocious, angry mood, and nobody is even able to approach him. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lakshmi Devi, who is very close to Lord Vishnu or Narayan. Even she is not able to approach. And then Brahma sends Prahlad Maharaj in front, because he understands, Brahma understands that only Prahlad Maharaj can pacify the anger of Narsingadev. Because why did Narsingadev appear in the first place? To protect Prahlad Maharaj. This is a reciprocation to protect his devotees, Prahlad Maharaj. Narsingadev appeared. So Lord Brahma pushes Prahlad Maharaj in front because they are so much scared of this ferocious form. Of course, the devotees are never feared from the Lord. They are fearless. But again, just for the pastime, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva or Lakshmi Devi were afraid to go in front. So they send Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj immediately falls at the lotus feet and touches the lotus feet of the Lord. And while standing up, Lord puts his hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. And he immediately gets spiritual knowledge and is able to offer prayers to the Lord. And he becomes fearless and he expresses how he is coming from a demonic family. And in the first set of prayers, he is saying, how can I offer my prayers? I am not able to offer my prayers. And then in the second set, he is asking the Lord, is requesting the Lord to give up your anger. Please give up your anger, because your incarnations or your form is supposed to give fearlessness, not to instinct fear. So please give up your anger. And then he's glorifying the Lord, for he is the origin of everything and he maintains everything. So please bestow your shelter. And in the next section, in this set of prayers, three times he's saying, please give me shelter of your devotees. He's never saying like, I want to be with you in the spiritual world, or I want five kinds of liberation. So all he's saying is, in the fourth section he's saying, please let me serve your pure devotees. Please give me the ability to serve your pure devotees. And then he's saying, I want to serve Narad Muni, because of whom, he's glorifying Narad Muni, because of whom he got all this knowledge, spiritual knowledge. And he says, I want to serve Narad Muni, who saved me. And then he is again glorifying the Purusha avataras. You are in a different avataras as Karna Daksha Vishnu, Garbha Daksha Vishnu and Shiro Daksha Vishnu. How you create, maintain and destroy. So you perform your activities in this universe through as Purusha avataras. And then in this section which we are seeing, which is the second last section of his prayers, he is expressing his mood of Dainya and Lala Simai. And he's showing his mood of compassion in this section. Because all the prayers in this section is not for himself. He is asking for everyone. So this is the mood of a devotee. He is concerned for all the fallen souls. And in the last set of prayers, which is from 46 to 50, he will glorify the process of bhakti. So, in this section, especially in Srila Prabhupada, makes the point, Priya Jana Anu Sevatam Nah. The entire purport Srila Prabhupada writes on this particular last line of this purport, where he says, person or devotee should not aspire for liberation or serving the Lord directly. He should always aspire for Gopi Bhatur Padakamalur Dasa Dasanu. Das, he should always serve the devotees of the devotees, servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And because the devotees own Krishna, and Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he asvatantra iva dijav. How does it begin? That line? Sadhu vigrasta hridayo bhaktir bhakta janah priya. This is the in the pastime of Amrish Maharaj, when Durvasa Muni goes to Lord Vishnu for protection. So Lord Vishnu says, like, I'm completely dependent on my devotees. I'm not at all in the अहम भक्त पराधीनो ही अस्वतंत्र अहम भक्त पराधीनो ही अस्वतंत्र इव द्विज साधु विग्रस्त हृदय भक्तिर भक्त जन प्रिय. सो ही सेइंग आई एम नॉट एट ऑल इंडिपेंडेंट, आई एम कंप्लीट डिपेंडेंट ऑन माय डिवोटी. व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ माय डिवोटी, वन हु सर्व्स माय डिवोटी इज मोर डियर टू मी. सो एंड एज इट इज मेंशन इन दिस परपोर्ट सेइंग दैट वन हु सर्व्स द डिवोटी इज directly appreciated by the Lord himself. And today we see it's an auspicious day, it's Ekadashi. At the same time, it's a disappearance day of three of our great acharyas. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami and Srila Kaviraj, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So it's a disappearance, and so I thought we'll spend some time, because as the purport in lines with following in the footsteps of the Acharya, Anu Sevatam. And also it is mentioned, especially on these great days, we should glorify the Acharyas, but at the same time, one should read about these Acharyas, one should read the prayers of these Acharyas, so that we can understand the mood of these Acharyas. So let's start with Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami, what is he famous for, anyone knows? Of course, many things, but renunciation. Yes, Raghunath Das Goswami is famous for his renunciation, and also he is known as it is Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, right? Prayojan Acharya or Raghunath Das Goswami? Raghunath Das Goswami is Prayojan Acharya. So also is our Prayojan Acharya. What does Prayojan Acharya mean? What is Prayojan mean? Sorry? The goal. Yes. What is the goal? Every morning we chant this, right? In the What is our goal? Krishna Prema. To get Prema of Radha and Krishna. And Raghunath Das Goswami expressed that in his writings. How to attain the Radha Krishna Prema. That is the goal of one's chanting. So he is a Prayojana Acharya. So Raghunath Das Goswami was born in a... He was the only son, first of all. And he was born in a very rich aristocratic family. He was the son of a land... kind of a wealthy landowner. And he was born in a Vaishnava family. At the age of 15, he met Lord Chaitanya. And he was always associating with Haridas Thakur, and he got blessings from Haridas Thakur and other associates of Mahaprabhu. So, at later age, Raghunath Das Goswami, he renounced his family life by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And he went to Jagannath Puri to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any problem? Any problems? Oh, it is tomorrow? Okay. Anyways. Yeah. It was for Ekadashi today, right? No? Dwadashi. Oh, it is on Dwadashi, right. Sorry. But anyways, it is in line with the purport, so we can speak anyways. So, so he went to Jagannath Puri to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave him his Govardhan Sila and Gunjamala to Raghunath Das. And he couldn't leave after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. So he was feeling the separation, so he went to Vrindavan. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he went to Vrindavan and he wanted to jump off Govardhan Hill. But then Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami explained it to him that this was not appropriate. And because he had all this association, he should write about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he give discourses about Chaitanya, speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone and his teachings. So Raghunath Das Goswami was, every day it is mentioned, he was speaking for 3 hours. In the assembly, in Radhakund, every day he was speaking 3 hours about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was the love he had for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially he is famous for his austere life. So some of the things that he used to do, of course we cannot imitate, but we should take inspiration from Raghunath Das Goswami. So he was chanting 64 rounds daily. He was doing manasa seva in his spiritual body. So he was engaged in mental worship. And he was worshipping his Govardhan Shila, which was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was bathing thrice in Radha Kund. And then he was offering 1,000 obeisances to Krishna and 1,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas every day. 2,000 obeisances to Vaishnava. And then every day he was resting only for 90 minutes. So 1.5 hours he was resting. And then it is mentioned that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he was only eating fruit and milk. And then when Sanatan Goswami left, he was only eating one leaf of buttermilk every day. And then when Rupa Goswami left, he stopped eating at all. He gave up all eating and drinking. And looking at his condition, all the Vrajvasis were feeling compassion because he was so weak. He was not eating anything. So they wanted him to eat, but he never ate after that. And he was always in his mood of separation from the Vaishnava. So here we see how much Sanatana Goswami was attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and other Vaishnavas. So he was always in that mood. He was always crying, where are all the Vaishnavas? And that is why in his writing it is mentioned, he wrote Stavavali, Mukta Charita and Dan Keli Chintamani. So in this he mentions about in the Stavavali it is mentioned about Vilapa Kusumanjali, where he is mentioning about the separation from Radha and Krishna, mood of separation from Radha and Krishna, and that is why he is known as Prayojana Acharya. So some of the things which he is mentioned in Vilapa Kusumanjali is, my life is worthless. I will give it up without receiving your mercy. Living in Radha Kunda and Vrindavan is meaningless to me. To say nothing of Vrindavan, even Krishna himself is useless to me without you, O Radharani. So this was his mood. And crying profusely in great lamentation, I hold your lotus feet to my heart and beg for your loving service. May this Vilapa Kusumanjali bring even the slightest satisfaction to you, O Srimati Radharani. So this was the mood of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and it is mentioned he was Rati Manjari in Vrindavan pastime. Okay, I'll not read about the other two Goswamis. Let the person who is doing it tomorrow do it. Are there any questions or comments? Anyways, we are up on time as well. As it is mentioned, he was more, he left and came to Vrindavan and he wrote this and he was giving discourses in Vrindavan. But mainly his main focus was bhajan. He was more into his bhajan. The only thing it is mentioned, 3 hours he was always speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Manasiksa is also part of, yeah. So he wrote these books, and as it is mentioned, it's also mentioned every day he was paying obeisances to Vaishnava and embracing him, not only paying obeisances. So he was embracing those Vaishnavas. But his main baithak was in Radha Kund. So from morning to evening he was always meditating on the pastimes of Srimati Radha. But I don't think he left Vrindavan after he came there.
The tiger pastime is
Yes. It's in Radha Kund pastime. Yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. What was the purpose of Raghunath Das Goswami's severe renunciation? Because we hear all the time that this kind of severe, like the past, is not really necessary for bhakti.
That's right.
And even I think Mahaprabhu casted out that brahmachari who was only drinking milk, because to show that he was so renounced that that wasn't the qualification to receive his mercy. So how do we understand this situation?
Yeah. So as I mentioned before, this is the mode we cannot. We can not imitate, and even if we try to imitate, we won't be able to sustain for long, especially in Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir. It's very difficult because even lassi is with sugar in it, so it's very difficult. But we have to understand these personalities are not ordinary personalities. They were expressing, and imagine the mood, he did not want to leave in this world. He went to Govardhan to commit suicide in the separation. He was feeling that much separation from Mahaprabhu. So just he was on the request of Rupa and Sanatan, he decided to, okay, I'll stay. I'll not finish my life. But after Rupa and Sanatan left, he stopped eating and drinking at all. So he had no attachment to the material body and world. So he was completely on a different platform, we have to understand. So of course we are not supposed to do austerity beyond, but again, if you are in that mood of bhava with the Lord, then nothing of the material world can attract you. So it was not there are many people who perform austerities, especially I know in Jainism, they perform like 1 month fast, 15-day fast, year of fast. Like every day they do fast, alternate days for whole year. And it keeps on increasing, 1 day, 2 day, and then 1 day break, 4 day, 8 day. So like that they perform austerity. But it's not out of love for Radha and Krishna. So here we don't say he's doing it out of, because he wants to do austerity. It is natural. Because his mood is, he does not want to waste any time, or he is not attached to anything in the material world. So that is why he was just eating normal food and water, or fruit and milk initially, and then one leaf, butter leaf, buttermilk in a leaf, that much of, just because the Vrajvasis were forcing him to do that, just to survive, sustain his body. Yeah. Any other questions, comments? Okay, we'll stop here. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.